I want to welcome you
to our SHA meeting today. We want to start off with our Father LaHood with our opening prayer.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of our children, the gift of the school. We ask you to give us wisdom and knowledge and to understand your will in our lives and in our school. And we ask you to bless us this evening, that may your peace reign in our hearts, and so it may reign in our school and our community. And we ask you that you might send your Holy Spirit upon us to show us the way, to show us the goodness that you wish to pour out through us, to us. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. In the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So before we get to Principal Lewis, I want to again welcome you today. My name is Omar Wilkins. I am the hour recorder for the HSA board. Here we have Principal Lewis, Father LaHood. Our corresponding secretary is Tanae Powell. Next to her is our recording secretary, Lauren Williams. Our Sergeant of Arms, number two, Ms. Sabrina Cole, our treasurer. Ms. Chapman, Lewis Chapman, our Sergeant Arms One, Ms. Tanae, Najim Senior. So we want to welcome you again to it. So let's have Ms. Principal Lewis come up.
Good evening. Tonight I have the exciting job of announcing our tuition rates for next school year. Our school advisory board has worked very hard this year to get these out early for you so you have enough time to truly plan for next year financially for your family. I'm going to ask, she has her kids with you. Mrs. Clark, would you mind making a few more copies for me?
Of course.
I'm so happy that we have more people than I anticipated, but I'm going to start passing these out.
Oh, and before I forget, if you have not signed in, please sign in so you can get credit. Make sure that you get credit before they take.
Can I get a few student volunteers to help me pass out a few papers? Thank you.
How many?
Like 20 more. Thanks. Thank you very much. One for each of them, please. Thank you guys. So the biggest thing for tuition this year is it's more of a restructuring than an actual change in fees. This is actually the direction the entire archdiocese is moving towards. So as you'll see, there is one tuition, and that is our tuition. That does not mean that we do not have a Catholic rate anymore, but we're going to be changing the wording. So our tuition is still going to remain the same at $9,650 across the grades. We're going to get down to the grants at the bottom, but I'm going to go through this line by line so there's a full understanding, because there are some few changes. The fees are all the same. There's a $50 application for any new applicants, $15 if it's a new sibling of returning families. So if you have siblings that are moving into pre-K or that are another school and moving here, it's $15. It is that fee is non-refundable, and it's due at the time of application. Our registration fee is going to be the same structure as last year, where it's $300 for new families, but it's on a graduated scale for our returning families. So this is to encourage you to apply early. The cheapest is going to be is $125 per child, and that is due by January 31st. Then every month thereafter, it goes up a little bit until March 27th, at which point it becomes a $300 registration, just like our new families. It's important to note that we've already had quite a few families coming to tour for next year, and obviously we want to give priority to our returning families, but we need to have an accurate representation number so we know how many families we can accept for the new school year. That January 31st deadline is the only deadline that's going to absolutely guarantee your spot for next year. So it really is important to try to get it in by that deadline. If there's a conflict within your family that's going to make that difficult, please come talk to me so we can work out something individually. This is where the big change is this year. is we have removed the books and supply fee from the registration fee. The reason for that is that with that registration fee on a graduating scale, we were giving students over $600, $700, depending on the grade, of supplies, access to technology, textbooks, all of these things, and we were charging $125, $200, depending on when they registered. This was not covering our costs, especially as we're looking into more technology. So while our tuition has not increased, we have added a book technology and supply fee. This covers all of the supplies for the entire school year, all 180 days. You should not have to supply your children with anything the entire school year. And if you have teachers asking you for anything besides donations, I need to know, because they shouldn't be asking for any mandatory supplies. It's all part of that fee. This includes your IXL for both reading and math, RAS Kids for the younger grades, Library World that we utilize, all of the iPad repairs, software that your children use every day, all of your textbooks, workbooks, and any other kind of consumables that happen throughout the year. This fee is going to be broken up, so if you are on a 10-month installment, it's going to be $50 a month. So it is going to be broken up. Even though we talked, the majority of our costs are coming that first month, we felt that it was important for the affordability factor to be able to break that up. So that's what that's going to look like. However, you'll notice there is no refundable service hour fee next year. You are still required to do the 20 service hours, but we have wonderful families here that are fulfilling those 20 hours. It really didn't make sense, and it was becoming a frustration for both you and the school to have you pay up front and then refund you at the end of the year or at the beginning of the next year or whatever it was working out. So we have removed that, so you will not be paying for service hours up front next year. If you do not fulfill your service hours, you will be still billed at the $20 an hour. But that was not most of our families. So we wanted this tuition to reflect the responsibility and the help that most of our families give. So even though it is not refundable, your actual tuition payments are only going up by about $10 from a budgetary perspective, because we removed a $40 fee and added in $50. But of course, the $50 is not refundable. So that was how we structured that. Now with our grants. The Catholic parishioner grant is the same as last year. It's $3,000, but we are requiring a letter of good standing from your pastors, so I'll make sure that that information gets out to you early, and that is due with your application. If you have any problems, please let us know. We know it's always been a requirement, but it's never really been asked for before. If you look at our handbook, it's in there. We've never asked for it. We are this year, so if you have any questions, please come to us. We're here to help. We do have the multiple sibling grant, and these all equal out to the same price as last year. It's just, again, structured as a grant. This is going to help our budgeting. This is going to help our reporting to the Archdiocese, and actually it's going to help us get additional funding for financial aid, because we can talk about how much financial aid we're providing for our families, and that actually increases the financial aid from the state of Maryland, from the Archdiocese, from all different areas, because they're going to see that we're helping out the best we can, and it actually helps us out as well. So that's one of the reasons why we're structuring these as grants, because they truly are financial aid. The cost to educate a child is far above what the Catholic rate is. So these are grants. But it's given because if you're a contributing parishioner to your church, you're donating money to the church, and then the church is then giving money back to us. So it just makes sense. But that's the big differences in the restructuring of this tuition. Does anybody have any questions? Yes, ma'am.
When are you able to pay the registration for the next year? When does that open up?
That's going to be open up very shortly. The financial aid for next year is already open. A few families have had difficulties going in and applying, but it is open. You just need to change the year. TADS functions, so there's a drop-down menu to change the year. You just need to change the year to next year, and you'll be able to apply for financial aid. We're working with the Archdiocese to get our application open as soon as possible. My goal is the next Monday morning memo, because that's when I'm going to send this out school-wide, and I'll have the link to register for next school year. You're welcome.
How about that Monday morning memo?
Yes. Yes.
Can you just pay that? Would you be able to have accessibility to just pay that, or does it have to be this?
Not at all. So any kind of fees, you really, we have a lot of ability to restructure these agreements. The biggest thing is they just have to be paid up front. So I can't push the fee all the way to the end, but if you wanted to pay the fee up front, that's absolutely something that you can do. And that way you just pay it once and move on. Anything else? All right. I'm always available. Mrs. Campbell is always available if you have any questions, anything on the changes, anything like that. But thank you so much, and please let me know if you need anything else. Thank you, Mr. Wilkins.
Thank you. You took my paperwork.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have Coach Myers?
Hello, everybody.
Back again.
I'm here to talk to you about CYO sports, especially basketball right now. The season for the 14U and 12U kids is going to kick off on December 7th. 10U is going to kick off on January 4th. Right now, we have a lot of kids playing 10U sports, but not enough 12U and 14U. I just left the gym. We have a combined 5 people in the gym for both 14U and 12U. So I don't know if I'm doing a good enough job about getting the word out. Is everybody aware that we have a basketball team?
Yes.
Everybody's aware? Okay. Okay. So I have some flyers around the school, and the people that have played sports for St. Mary's already, I have your email addresses, and I've been sending emails. But I do ask, if you're interested in sports, even if your child is not sure that they want to play, have them come downstairs, have them practice. If no obligation up front, I usually don't permanently put any of the kids on the team until they've committed. And usually after 1 or 2 games, I could say that's a commitment, and then they'll be permanently on the roster. So if they just want to try and see what we do, the coaches are very friendly. I'm one of the coaches. I coach the 12U girls team and the 14U girls team. So please, we're going to need some volunteers for concessions during the basketball games. The kids need us to be there to root them on. And just overall participation, we've had a great program for the last 6 or 7 years that I've been here, and I'm looking forward to having another good season. And I'm really available. I give my telephone number to everybody that asks. Sometimes I don't remember. If you send me an email, I might not remember your name, and it might take me a second, but I'll catch on really quickly. So I'm Lenny Myers, lenny.myers@gmail.com. Bring your kids. I'll make sure they have a good time. Okay. Phone number. Okay. I think I had a joke last time. I'm not going to make that mistake this time. 858-583-4776. 858-583-4776. I'm a Navy lieutenant. I got out in California. I never changed my number. I like to be found.
All right, so let's go over some of the old business. We got a lot of feedback from the open forum and all the suggestions that you would like to know. And I know a couple of them were the world finals, and we wanted to give you some of the numbers of why we decided it was not in the best interest to. Am I loud enough? I'm not loud enough. Okay. Thank you. I like to walk. The world finest chocolates. So we wanted to make sure you understood, our decision when we make these things about our fundraiser. We want to make sure that we can profit and not lose money on the back end. So we had to buy the chocolate with $19,427. Our expenses were $11,670. So we only made $7,757. So we actually took a huge hit on that, because again, trying to fight to get the chocolate from the families that did not, you know, turn them in. We do not have the power to, you know, say, Principal Lewis, hold the report card, get your money in, because it was a HSA kind of thing. However, we are more than welcome to sit down with those who would like to continue on and come up with another strategy if you want to do the World Finest Chocolate. We're not going to say we're going to do away with them. However, we need to have a better plan, a better action plan. And unfortunately, it's just the seven of us. We need your help as well to come up with a better alternative if you want to continue to do the World Finest Chocolate. Any question on that? Yes, ma'am.
Were those figures from a Lance Chocolate Project?
Yes, ma'am.
Because those are not true figures, because they sold donuts in the chocolate place beforehand. So the chocolate got bought in as a tip. Before that, they made money. I agree, it's a lot of work. Not only some figures, but the figures are not quite right. Because those were the chocolate was sold out and the donuts were sold.
That's right. So it wasn't from the last year, it was from the 2017-2018 school year.
Yeah, whenever
right.
They were selling them.
That's correct. So again, it's not like you want to stop it, but if a lot of people would like to continue on, we're going to send out, and hopefully in the morning memo, Monday memo, you know, a time that we can all come together and talk about, you know, adding this back on. If not, we just had a lot of work to try to, it was a lot of work to try to get the chocolate back from the families. Any questions on that? Also, a lot of you put down the hot lunch. How's the hot lunch been? Is it a little better? Are your kids a little happier?
Yeah.
All right, much better. All right, can you listen every once in a while? Well, my wife will tell you something different. I don't listen, but I do listen. But thank you for that feedback. And I wish she was here, so, but today is our 15th anniversary, so please do that. So I'm here with you all.
No.
15th anniversary today. So. I got a lot of making up to do, but I'm out of beautiful roses and stuff like that. But anyway, so. So the Christmas craft fair, Sabrina, did you want to address the Christmas craft fair?
We're still looking for volunteers. Friday, December the 6th, and Saturday, December the 7th.
Sure. So if you are willing, and I know it's been out in all the morning memos, so make sure you want to get your hours in, make sure you volunteer. One of the things, Track and Four, you all are doing a fabulous job with the Track and Four. Thank you so very, 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 very much. Making my job easy. I totally forget the printouts on my computer, at work. So my supervisor probably going to see that and see I'm not working. I'm actually doing something different. But I meant to bring them out tonight with all the hours so you can see your totals, but I will try to get that to Principal Lewis and hope she can put that in the next Monday's memo. So that way you can keep track and we can go on from there. The Devil Good, we did very well for 35 people that participated. We made $8,910. That was the total. They get half, so our portion was $4,455, minus the $350 that we had for the prizes. First prize was $250, $200, second prize was $100, third prize was $50. And we have our winners. So we want to congratulate the Lightfoot family. She sold $1,554 worth of celebrate for her job. My family's cheap, so I don't want popcorn. Second place was the Thompson family, the Kai Thompson family in first grade, sold $1,043. And third place was the pre-K, the Clay family, sold $744 worth of double goods.
How many of you have them? It's about
250.
So just imagine if we had, even half of that. We only had not even a fourth. That's an eighth or 16th of our population that did this and still made $4,000.
So remember our goal.
We have four big projects that we want to do for these fundraisers. The biggest project is for the teachers, which is getting the smart boards. Principal Lewis is right now getting a contract and getting the invoice together so we can have a number so by the time we come back in January, we can know how much we need to raise for the smart boards. We want all the teachers, hopefully, in the 2019-2020-21 year to have smart boards in each classroom and in the special. So each smart board, I think we're looking at to have about 15 smart boards throughout the school. They're about 3,000, roughly 15, maybe a little more, but they're about $3,000 each. So, that's already $45,000 right there, not including the cost of to put it up, all right? So we want to make sure that when we do our fundraiser, they are for a purpose. Okay, so we want to make sure we try our very best to pitch in as much as possible. We also want to renovate the bathrooms. And we are working as we speak on getting three contractors in here. So they're working now, going through the Campbell to come into the building so they can go in and do the modification and give us an invoice and see how much that's going to cost. Again, you're looking at anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000 to remodel the two bathrooms up here and the two bathrooms downstairs, so they can have a better facility. Again, we also want security cameras throughout, around the building, to make sure and update the security door, and making sure that they can see who's coming, who's around the building, stuff like that. Again, we're getting contracts, so by the time we come back in January, we will have all the numbers, so when we decide on what we would like to do, what we'd like to focus our attention on, whether it be the smart board first, whether it be the bathroom, the playground, we still want to upgrade the playground, put a brand new one in. Again, those are about $10,000 to $15,000. So my goal was to have a total cost of everything total throughout all the four major projects. But by January, I will definitely have that cost so we can look at what we need to do to reach our goals. So we have our two major fundraisers, which is the Christmas Craft Fair coming up December the 7th, and then right back in January, which is our biggest fundraiser. Last year, our goal was $10,000. We ended up raising about $15,000 for the Boost-A-Thon. So if you can raise, so our goal this year is going to be higher because we didn't know what we were going to do. So our goal this year is going to be $15,000 for the Boost-A-Thon. Hopefully we can surpass that. Right. So then that way, when we all come together, we can vote on how we want to divvy up the money for these major projects. Any questions on that? Yes, ma'am.
Are we looking at any opportunities for grants to write grants to help underwriters support that? I mean, if we are, great. If not, I'll write grants every day. So just trying to see other ways. And I mean, I appreciate we're going to fundraise, and it's great. But if you're when you come back with your bottom line number, I'm sure all the fundraising collectively, if you only think about the percent that you got just on this first one that you did. If we can have just a strategy of a plan B to be able to help support underwriting some of those hard costs like remodeling the back. But I'll be happy to help with that, but I'm not sure we're going that route.
Yes, we are. We are writing grants. We are looking into it. Okay. So please do not leave. I will attack you before you get out that door. It could be a soft tackle.
I mean, there's a lot of playground grants that,
right.
I mean, that's what I do for a living, for child safety, but I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, I'm sitting up here and I'm being quite honest with you, I can't do the fundraiser in the way that you probably, at the number you're trying to get to. Right. So that's why I'm asking the question, because I'm trying to think where I can be more helpful in getting the bigger number.
Right, and you bring up a good point. You know, grant writing is great. You know, if you have that time, unfortunately a lot of us don't have that time. However, you know, it depends on the amount of the grant. Right. It depends on the amount of grant, of how extensive it has to be. We have to get the numbers from the school, et cetera, et cetera. So please, we definitely, anyone that also would like to help with grant writing, if you're good at grant writing, please, please, please make sure you see one of these two young ladies. Name, number, email address.
And that's my specialty. Right. So if you just give me the contacts, I have grant writing, I'm all into that. Just give me the links, give me whatever, and I'm all into it. So I will do what that needs to be done.
Yes, I had another hand. Yes.
Do you have an idea when the popcorn will be in?
I'm sorry, say
one more.
When the popcorn will be in?
Popcorn. Yeah, when they do that again?
Popcorn.
When's the due date on?
About 10 to 14 days shipping, so that was Friday. So
right before Thanksgiving. So it's probably gonna be a week before Thanksgiving. Well,
next week.
It's gonna probably be this week of Thanksgiving then.
So the order was placed on the
8th,
right?
Yeah, we placed it that Friday.
About 22nd, right?
Yeah, so it's gonna be right around Thanksgiving. Okay. Right around Thanksgiving. Yeah. Just the overall paper.
Yeah. In the back.
And the one in the, yeah, the one in the woods. Yeah.
The reason we did the woods, yes, so you know, is because the other where the sun was beating down, nobody wanted to touch the bars because they were so hot. So that's why we put it in the playground. I mean, in the woods. Well, not in the woods.
It's in the woods. We had a great time. I'm not a Chipotle person. I'm a meat and potatoes person. Don't look at my stomach. But I'm a meat and potatoes person. But we get 33% of the profit of our total sales. So if you went up there and said, you know, you're from St. Mary's of Assumption. So we raised $298.58. So that was fabulous. And like I said, a great time to have, you know, get to know a lot of you. Unfortunately, I was tired and not feeling well, but I was there. Yeah, and the kids had a great time. Oh my gosh, did they have it.
And Principal Lewis'
son, he ate us out of the rooms. He had a couple of plates full of rice and corn and everything. We thank you for supporting that. We're going to do another one next year in 2020. Okay. I just stand up here. They're in charge of me. You know, I go home, I'm not in charge of my home. I am the head of the household, but I'm not in charge of anything in the home. Okay? I come to our meeting here, I'm not in charge of anything that I'm in here. So you do this, you do that, I'm like, okay. Uniform store, Mr. Senior.
Mr. Senior, he has been doing a fabulous job with our uniform store.
He is here 1 hour before the meeting. So he starts at 6 o'clock and goes until about 10 to 7. So if he likes to come down in here and talk, you know, that's his favorite thing. This is his dream, is to hear me talk up here for 1 hour. However, if you cannot be here at 6 o'clock, he is graciously giving his number, and you can text him. Don't call him, text him, and he will meet you during the day, either before school, after school. So I'm going to give you his number. If you want to take it down, 301-659-3134. That's 301-659-3134. Just give him a check. And again, when we do our uniform exchange, is that if you bring in any gently used items, you can exchange it for another item, or all items are $5, correct? Still $5. Again, that goes to the HSA. So if you've been to Plano O'Hara, you understand they want a mortgage payment. Pizza Bingo is this Friday. Pizza Bingo is this Friday. If you would like, I know it's usually on Saturday and Friday after work. Starts at 6 o'clock. If you can make it, it's great to see. Let us know so we can know how many pizzas to order if you have not done so. It's a great event. We have a great time. The prizes, the first five games are $20. Game six through nine is, at 20. It's 10, right? 10, yeah, sorry. $10 for the first five games. Six to nine is $15, and then game 10 is $25. And then.
Start that over.
Yeah.
One more time. Check it out. So games one through five are $10. Six to 10 are $20. 11
and 14 are $50 each, and the last game, 15th game, is $100. So, come out, we win. We will sell food. We will sell, if you don't like pizza, we will sell hot dogs, chips, drinks, and some snack food. So we will also have things that, you know, if you don't want to do, you can also do very cheap. You can buy the cards here. So we would like to see you out here. It's not a fundraising thing. This is more of a social thing. We want to have fun. We want to get to meet everyone. Get out of the house. Do something different. All right. Any questions on any of the fundraising before I get into our big topic? All right. And my fellas. Yeah, my fellas.
You know, hey, if I can stand up here, you can do it too.
All right. So, my fellas, my gentlemen, be part of the void. You know, it's a great way to get to know these schools. Please, please, please be part of the board. You know, I work with great young ladies. It's fabulous to work with, but it'll always be nice to work with men as well, being more active. All right, so for our 2020-2021 school year, we're going to have, right now we have the president
vacancy.
Next year we have the vice president's vacancy as well. Unfortunately, Amber is going to step down. As far as I know, the rest of these young ladies are staying. I'm hoping. Being said. However, if we put out some forms, if you're interested in any one of those positions. Now, I know I've been standing up here, I'm the acting president. It took a lot of heart, soul searching, talking to my family, talking to Jesus, talking to everybody. I'm so busy. You know, I'm a head track and field coach for a major high school. Yeah, this is the Seton High School. You know, we have a top program, so it's a very involved. I drive a bus every once in a while. That's not a part-time job. My wife, you know, transport my kids all over the world because they're in so many activities. With that said, I am going to put my hat in the ring for the president. Well, however, if you choose that you can do this, by all means, please apply. I won't be upset. Okay? I definitely won't be upset. However, when I do something, I want to be all in. I want to be all in. So if I'm going to take the job, if you all feel that I can do this job, then I will be up here doing the job to the best of my ability. I've already told the board that a lot of functions I cannot attend because I travel a lot for my track and field team. That's my paying job as well. So again, I have to put them sometime before this, my volunteer job. Okay, so again, we have a vice president open. If I go ahead and take the president, if you all elect me to be the president in January, that means the hours recorder position will be open as well. I think that's the easiest job on the board. All you have to do is to look in the system, in the track and field system. I'll give you the spreadsheet, have all the names, log in the hours, and that's it. Okay? So, any questions on this?
Of course, I can take that. The hours recording. I can assist with the hours recording.
So, you would like to put your name in the bottom then? What are you saying?
She's saying she will assist you.
No, I don't need assistance. I'm not doing two jobs. I don't need assistance. I don't need assistance in the hours. I need a person that's actually doing it. So, I mean, that takes probably less than 2 hours a week to do at night. So, any questions about the position? I know Mr. McElroy, he's thinking about becoming my vice principal, my vice president. He doesn't know it yet, but, you know, I'm going to work on him.
Yes.
I'm working on him. Yes, Mr. C. Mr. Norm, yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
So is there a nomination process? Like, if I want to nominate someone?
Yes, you can nominate someone.
Mm-hmm. Are you taking nominations now?
Yeah, we can, after the meeting, we can do the nominations.
Fill out your application.
Yep, fill out the application, and you're good.
Here, I got you. Here you go.
Yep, fill out the application.
Fill that out, sir.
Yeah, $50 charge, make the check out to me. And yes, you can. If you decide on in January, we will have a ballot. Remember, two-thirds in the bylaws, you got the bylaws. If you read the bylaws, if you have not received the bylaws today, please let me know. We'll try to electronically send it out to you to make sure you receive the duties of the president, the duties of the vice president. I'm not even going to say it, of course, Secretary Sergeant Law, because they're saying in a hour before. Okay? So, please look through that. The bylaws will be amended probably during the summer, because a lot of if you read it, need some different terminology in it. So we definitely want to start working on bylaws to amend it or change it. But when we do that, it will have to be brought to the board, to the body, to make sure that we can get two-thirds of the vote of anything that we change. Okay? Any questions on that? All right, so. I'm going to, we're going to leave, again, I think last month's open forum was fantastic because we heard so many great ideas, concerns, things that you would like to change. Hopefully we can, you know, work on it. We don't want to be the one up here all the time, you know, talking and just talking about fundraising. We want to go ahead and try to make changes, small changes if we can. I know with Principal Lewis is talking to the teachers. We're trying to have an incentive for families to come out to this meeting. It hasn't been etched in stone yet. So don't quote me on it quite yet, but we're looking at having no homework for the students on this night, because we understand we're out that night trying to get the homework in, trying to have even more attentive, maybe some service hours for coming to a meeting. Service hours for coming to the meeting. So we're looking at different things to motivate you to come and make it worthwhile for you to be here. Okay? So we're going to leave it open to an open forum. We want you, anything that's dealing with, you know, the school that you would like to talk about, we only go, you know, and before we get started, we're not going to stand all day on one topic, okay? So we're going to address it, we're going to write it down, but we want to hear your concern, but we can't solve it today. Understand? I'm looking at you, but, you know, anything, we can't solve it today, but we can write it down. And like I said, the last time we talked to these, Principal Lewis talked to the lunch lady, they changed, a lot of us, changed the lunch form. I think my children actually like it much better now, and a little bit more portions I think they were giving them, so that's good. So, starting with you.
Track 4 is great, however, if you've been doing more than 13 hours, it doesn't allow you to have the drop down a little bit further than that. And then I'm constantly having to email you, follow up with you, whatever, to make sure that my hours are submitted. Is there any way that we can change that to the drop down beyond the 13 hours?
Yes and no. We have the basic program cost of just $250 a year. If you want to have the one that, you know, have all the hours to it, that's almost $600 for the year. So you can just, what we've been telling folks is just do it twice. So for example, we get 20 hours to be on the board. So we have two separate entries for 10 hours total. You know, 10 hours, 10 hours, equal 20. All right? So we, again, cost effective, no sense of spending $600 just to have more numbers. That's the only thing you get, more numbers. I saw another hand.
Quick announcement.
Okay, come on.
I was going to tell him I was going to wait until the end of the floor. Dr. McGee would like to speak about something that I have something after her. But I was going to wait for after your floor.
Want to wait till after the end?
Yeah, you want to wait? Okay, yeah, we can wait. Anything else? What?
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
My wife, man, huh?
What's the deadline for fingerprinting?
What do you mean by the deadline?
Is it January 1st?
It is January 1st, and that is the deadline for any parents that were already GRNA certified last year and need to be fingerprinted because they got grandfathered in. Anyone who was not previously fingerprinted has to be fingerprinted before you are considered GRNA certified.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you only get them through school? Can you go to like a provider?
No, not at all. I'll resend it out because a couple people have had questions. In one of the earlier Monday morning memos, it was attached, but there's a lot of things on there. You can actually go, there's about 35 different places, most police stations, the public department of eds, there's a bunch of different places. The biggest thing is to make sure you get a paper from Mrs. Meyer in the office first, because that has a code that will send your fingerprints to the Archdiocese. If you go without that code, your fingerprints get lost in the nebula and they don't actually count and you have to get them redone. So we certainly don't want anybody doing that. So the biggest thing is to get that paper, and I'll send out a list of locations because they're all over all the different counties anywhere in Maryland.
Ms. Meyer, Ms. Lewis, sorry. Yeah. So we've updated that on the website.
Right.
We have all the papers that you need. We have all the locations. Any questions that you have should be on the website. We just updated and changed it since the format is new.
Thank you.
It does not, and we actually had a father who was worked Secret Service for the president. The reason for that is that it's the code is on auto database with the Archdiocese. So if you get fingerprinted now, you're clear, you've never done anything, fantastic, that's great, you're GRNA certified. If you do something in the future, we get a ping and you're off our VIRTUS list. So that's why you, even though you have a way higher security clearance, it's so we get an update anytime something does happen so we can make sure our parents stay safe for the children. Yeah. It is a common question though, because it is a pain, especially when you've probably gotten 5 other security clearances, but that's why the Archdiocese has that rule.
Mr. Norm,
think you answered the question. As you were saying, you go to your agency and get their fingerprints. I can just bring it to you, or you have to go to what you need.
You have to have the paper with the code so it's input properly.
And set up a Virtus. If you don't set up the Virtus account, if you just go and get fingerprinted, you still give them the code, they don't have a Virtus account, you haven't set it up, that's your responsibility, they don't know where to send it, so again, it's also missing. So the first thing you gotta do, set up that Virtus account. Go to AEW, it's all on the website, your school website. It'll walk you right through it, step by step by step.
Yeah, so I got fingerprinted and set up. I got fingerprinted and set up my Virtus account later, so I got my fingerprint like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So,
we don't know what status is with yours yet, correct?
Everything's fine. I got the paperwork and everything's fine.
Yeah, talk to Mrs. Meyer if you have any questions. The one in the front office, she's in charge of our Virtus. She can pull up your name and see exactly what's in and what's missing. And usually, if something's missing and you did it, she can track it back to the Archdiocese. She's been really great with that.
She's already working with.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yes.
So, are you all open to other fundraising suggestions? Email someone?
Yes, you can email myself. You can email Ms. Lauren, one of them, to give. Like I said, we're going to, probably won't be in December, we'll probably start in January, a committee for fundraisers, so you can come and bring. I saw one of the things on there. It wasn't a fundraising idea, but it was a fashion show. Having a fashion show, and I think that's, any talent show, have things like that. So, of course, we all for it, but it's just 7 of us, so we need assistance. So, yes, to answer your question. Anything else? All right.
Right.
Oh. So,
but if you
get
prints, you have to wait every year.
No. One time. Once your Virtus certified, you're clear. Unless you do something that we get a hit back on. But once your Virtus certified, you're done. It's a one time process.
So, for the 3 hours class, is that considered as a community service for going to the class, or 3 hours from 9 to 12? Is that considered as a community hours?
It's part of the requirement, because it's not a requirement. The reason that we started offering service hours for the fingerprinting was because it was an abrupt change.
For the class.
No, I understand that, but so yes, the class you have to go to is part of the Virtus requirement. There's no service hours for that. But it is, again, one time.
Yes.
For the room parents.
We can look into that.
I have a renumber. Can we reevaluate how many service hours we give to room parents? I will certainly look at that, and I'll probably call in. There's a few room parent questions that have come up this year that I had not thought of previously. So, but I appreciate that. I'm going to add that to my list. I do.
Anything else? Yes, sir. Oh, great. Put his name down. He is volunteering. He jumped up. Look at him. He's standing up. Put him laying down.
How often do they run the background checks? Is it a one-time thing? Is it twice a year?
Are you talking about the updates?
No, once we get recertified in Virtus,
I see.
Then we do the fingerprinting, then we fill out the long form, we tell them to submit an information we have.
Yes.
And we submit that and we get Virtus certified. How often is that authorization check? So
I see.
You're going to run a background check with me after you get my fingerprint.
Yes.
They run a background check.
Are you going to run a background check on?
Archdiocese that does it, and it's because I have to be Virtus certified.
So how often?
It's a random.
The full background check is run one time.
Okay.
If there is any kind of legal violation, I will get some clarification as to what that falls under, because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But essentially, if you were to commit a crime of a certain nature, then that would get reported back. Like it would, they all of the security clearances, they find if you're in any of those databases and they report it. So it's not a, there's only a full background check once. But I will certainly get more details because I'm not 100% sure and don't want to speak without knowing. I'll check with the Archdiocese and I'll get that exact answer for you. I have that right now.
Actually, I do have an answer because, again, I've been with the Catholic organization for almost 20 years. So they didn't just grant it. So they won't even notify you.
My next question. Yes. On a background check, I think they should be notified.
Yeah, they think.
And my second question is, once our child graduates, how do we get off the system? Because it's a lot of personal information the Archdiocese has. And if you're doing randoms, are they going to be notified when they're no longer in the system?
It's a great question.
That's a very good question. I don't know that.
I'm going to contact the Archdiocese and I will have an answer for you by tomorrow.
I was just thinking, we want background checks, and I think with CJIS, you see just where you do, after you do the first one, and I think 6 months later they give you a check one, and then they give, like you said, they give me at random. Mm-hmm. And then technically, with the longer, some of the most important was to help the kids out of the system.
Yeah, you probably have to do, I've never actively removed, so I don't know that process. I think it's like any security clearance job. My job is the same way. They randomly check your credit. I mean, not credit, but your background just to see. I don't know how many times they do it per year. And they just don't, they definitely don't send you a letter saying that they're checking it. And then sometimes, I've had coaches where they've gone through the system and got in trouble, and the Archdiocese didn't know about it right away. It took them almost 6, 7, 8 months before they ran the periodic check and then found out they got in trouble for something. Any other questions? Now, again, hopefully Principal Lewis can give us a little more information about if they do still do that. I just know when I signed up almost 20 years ago, that was e-commerce.
I'm emailing the superintendent of operations, the assistant superintendent of operations right now, so I can have that answer for you as soon as possible. I don't think he's going to answer tonight, but I'll try to get that to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, so we want to need the next 5 minutes for
Dr. McGee
and I remember, actually, she was coming forward. We do not have a meeting in December. We start back for the new year.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Cindy McGee. I have been assigned by Dr. Showalter and the Archdiocese of Washington and Mrs. Lewis to be the volunteer nurse for the school. Starting November 15th, which is Friday, for all persons who are new to the school from grades 1 through 8, we need your vaccination records. This is statistical data that I must put in the system. It's required by the State Department of Health that we have this data. So for those few people who are missing that information, we really need to have it. The school can get fined for this, for not having this information. And to be honest, really after September the 23rd, we were probably not should have allowed the students to enter the school without completing the vaccination records. So that's imperative that we have that information. And this comes from higher up, not just the Archdiocese of being compliant, but the Department of Health and the Center for Disease Control. This protects your children, it protects, the smaller kids and also the larger, the older kids. Because there's an outbreak again of measles that we know. There's also some things on the CDC's talking about meningitis. So we want to make sure your kids are safe. Okay? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sorry, thank you. Yes.
I'm sorry?
How do we turn in the
Just give them to Mrs. Myers and Mrs.
Zell. We prefer that they're up. Go ahead.
You can upload it, yeah.
Yeah, but now that's how we prefer it.
Yeah.
We want them uploaded. It makes it easier for us. We have a better. So we're asking that. So just a reminder, when you re-enroll your child, those forms are automatically in re-enrollment. So we don't want you to have to pay extra for these immunizations to be updated. We want you to get your, usually you do a yearly physical with your child. Take the forms when you re-enroll and get it during the summer anytime, and then upload it in the re-enroll. You'll keep getting emails. You have to do it every year, the immunizations. We have to have an updated record. If you don't need shots, just send that other new one, just send that shot record through. We have to have one for every child. So we start a new book every year. We put in for every child. We look at the immunizations. Dr. McGee this year will make sure you have all the correct shots. If not, we're going to reach out to you and say, hey, you're missing head, polio, whatever you're missing. But the best way is you go on tab, upload it into there, and we get notification immediately as soon as it's uploaded that you've sent it in. Thank you. I know it's a lot of work, but it makes it a lot easier for us to be uploaded.
It protects your children. You know, that's the key part, to make sure we are compliant and that your children would be free of, you know, catching other, you know, diseases. So that's important. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you.
Evening, everybody. So I'm here to talk about the gala, our annual design that we have normally in the still winter. This year is for February 22nd. If you have not come, please come. It is a good time. I know most people, they're like, oh, well, you never know, we never come. And then they finally come, like, oh, this is so much fun, I'm coming back. Please come. We'll have more information. I know we won't have a meeting next month, so Ms. Campbell will definitely be putting out more information December. We already are coming up with the set class baskets, so that will be coming out hopefully next week. Our goal is to have it out to you before Thanksgiving break, so if you're out on the run about and you see whatever your class is assigned basket to donate, you're like, oh, that will be great. Those are big donations for us as far as bidders. But go ahead and get your babysitter now because we're coming. Anything else?
Yeah, Black Friday's coming up. What a great time to get deals for the baskets. That's why we're going to send them out. We will have the prices for the gala tickets will be a set price in the beginning, and it will go up as it goes, so get your tickets. We have a really good time, live band, live music. It's just a lot of fun, and it's one of our biggest fundraisers for the school, and we appreciate it. We'll have a great time. Thank you.
My
girl. Oh, yes. Yes. Party rock theme.
Yes.
Any other questions?
So no children?
No children.
No children.
No children.
Have a good time.
To leave the children at home. Not alone, but at home.
We'll have casino tables.
We have all kinds
of parties.
Yeah. Alcohol. No children.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
It's a great time. It's a great time.
February.
Yeah, second week in February?
February
22nd.
Third
week in February.
Save
the day. All right. Today you should have received your raffle tickets for the craft fair. I'm sure you sell, win, win, win.
So hopefully it should have been in your child folder. If they not, they are selling them somewhere.
All right, so again, I want to thank you for coming out.
We're going to have Father the Hood
to close us out. If you have any questions for those who, please leave your name, what things, if you want to volunteer for something. But anyway, we'll be up here. Thank you very much, Father the Hood.
Thank you very much. 1 hour meeting, amazing. Yay.
If it was up to me, it would be 2 minutes.
10 minutes, okay. Hey, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. We implore the care and protection of our Queen in heaven and our patroness as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, pray for us. In the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a good night. God bless you all.
Good night. Thank you. If y'all can grab a chair, too, and put it on the rack for us.
Grab your chin.